Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series today. I'm talking to Paul Anderson, who is the Managing Director of AuthorSell. It's good to talk to you, Paul.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with what your organisation does, give us a sense.
So AuthorSell works in the regenerative medicine space, and specifically in the regenerative medicine space for musculoskeletal medicine. Musculoskeletal medicine meaning bone, tendon, cartilage and nerves is our major focus.
Right, so it's a pretty broad focus when you talk about it in those terms. What sort of products are you developing?
So we've developed two specific products, very different, but have similar impacts in the regenerative medicine space. The first is a cellular therapeutic approach for the regeneration of human tendon tissue, where a tendon is degenerate and can't heal itself anymore. We take a small piece of tissue from you, we harvest those building block cells that live within that tissue, we culture them in our facility, and then we inject them directly back into your damaged tendon. So that's the cellular therapeutic approach. The second approach is that we've developed a biological collagen medical device. And that biological medical device is designed to be used as a surgical intervention to support soft tissue reconstruction, but to act as a guided tissue regenerator.
So they are fascinating areas of science. Do they apply equally to young people and older people? What's the size of the market that you're talking about?
That's a very good question, Tom. What we see here in the soft tissue reconstruction is a market that spans both the younger generation and the older generation. And we often think about elite sports people and high achieving people that require this sort of technology. But the large market segment is really just you and I, the weekend warriors, and a large proportion of work-related injuries as well.
That's fascinating. So CellPro sounds like it's got extraordinary potential. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, CellPro is a unique collagen-based medical device. And in the development of this technology, we looked at all the collagen devices in the world over the last 10 years. And we found that none of them were really fit for purpose. So we went about developing a collagen-based scaffold with our cellular therapy background, a scaffold that was ideal to guide tissue repair and not just to work in an inflammatory scar-like way, but to develop and promote really healthy, good tissue.
So just for people that aren't aware, a scaffold is basically some infrastructure that you place over an area so that these cells can get some traction.
Correct. So it's important to maybe think of a scaffold just as scaffolding on a building. So the building is the tissue, the scaffold is laid over that building, it allows the workers to get in there, it allows them to repair and produce a really good product. And then the scaffold is removed and it removes itself and then you end up with this high quality tissue repair.
Now, you've had an important step forward with this, with the CE mark being awarded to you. What does that mean?
Yeah, look, that's a major milestone and inflection point for our company. And that's for two reasons. Firstly, is it enables us to now monetize and commercialize the initial application that we have, which is for guided bone regeneration and soft tissue reconstruction. But importantly, what it also does for us is it really validates the whole platform technology. All the different interventions that we have for bone, for cartilage, for tendon, and for nerve repair, it's the same scaffold, only different thicknesses and different shapes. So this initial CE mark provides a real validation for the whole of the platform.
And that is really a springboard to much better things. What are you expecting over the course of the next 18 months for the product?
Yeah, certainly as a validation of the platform, that enables us now to really be very aggressive with our market entry. And I'm talking about into the United States, the world's biggest healthcare market. That's our really main focus. And so the CE mark is a stepping stone and a big stepping stone to enable us to be very aggressive into that entry into the US market.
How competitive, Paul, is the market when it comes to these sorts of products?
Yeah, look, there is a number of scaffolds in the market today. But the history of these scaffolds is a bit sketchy, if you like. So our biggest current competitor in the US, it comes from human skin. Now, human skin really is very, very strong, but has very little impact from a regenerative medicine perspective. It's a scaffold that provides strength, whereas we've come at it from to develop a scaffold that has both strength, but most importantly, enables a high-quality tissue repair. So we feel that we've got a great advantage over the market at the moment.
What sort of conversations have you been having with potential customers in relation to this product?
Yeah, I mean, I targeted 20 companies 5 years ago. I managed to see 18 of those companies over that 5 years, and we're now really in some a lot more in-depth talks with at least four of those companies who are very interested in our technologies, particularly now that we have a CE mark, a regulatory body has approved our product.
So looking out over the course of the next couple of years, what are going to be the main tipping points for the business? Yeah.
So we see three areas. The first area is the monetization opportunity to drive this product into Europe and to start to generate some serious revenues within the company. The second piece is the partnering. You know, we're not looking at developing our own workforce in the US. We're embedded with some partners that we're looking to really drive our products into the US, both our cellular therapies and our collagen-based medical device. And then the third piece is that we have some very, very exciting pipeline technologies that we're continuing to develop through that process. So monetization, partnering, and continued focus on our really exciting R&D program.
Paul, it sounds like a really exciting area to be working in. We look forward to hearing more about this in the months and quarters ahead.
Certainly, it is an exciting area. There is a paradigm shift in medical care, and that's regenerative medicine. And we've chosen an avenue to regenerative medicine that provides us with access to markets, access to high unmet clinical needs, and a world-class product to complement.
Thanks for your time today.
It's been a pleasure.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.